Unfortunately, there was an incident where the first responders, the ambulance service on the island, which is run by volunteers, had responded to a call where there was an unfortunate accident. And on the way down to the pier in Leib, there was a situation where cars were basically blocking their way, and they didn't get the response time that the volunteers had hoped for. And on that basis, what the responders are saying to me is that this is not acceptable. We have been saying this and raising this at council meetings and island meetings over many, many, many years. And to the point where I've requested that an overall master plan would be drawn up for that pier. There's far more cars, far more footfall now over this last number of years. And it's not acceptable that our emergency services aren't able to get to where they need to get to due to the fact that cars, trailers and visitors are blocking the road to the pier.
I'd say it's arguably Donegal's most popular island in terms of tourism. And we do know that the pier at Burton Port was substantially upgraded in recent years. Should the infrastructure at the pier on Arranmore Island be on more of a level then with Burton Port to cope with that demand?
Yeah, there's a broader issue there in terms of traffic, and it's not just focused around the pier area. It's basically, as you know, the area yourself from Falboyens down to the Campbell's Corner. We had hoped to receive funding this year to do works in Campbell's Corner, and that hasn't worked out to date. But I'm confident that we will at some stage get the resolution for that. But there's a broader need to sit down, have a look at the infrastructure around the pier, have a look at the infrastructure from the pier onwards. And that conversation needs to happen. But what needs to happen right now is a sit-down by Corlechonda Gwynningal to look at what happened and how we can improve things in the short term, and working towards a resolution overall in the long term. There's a fantastic brand-new ferry coming into Arranmore. We have two ferry services, by Jadaka, Igas, by Gadam, Chixistaka, Arranmore, and we need to make sure that we're facilitating the ferry services and the other services that are on the island as well, and other boats. So I think that there has to be a massive infrastructure investment into Arranmore that benefits the islanders first and foremost, and then the offshot of that there is the tourist trade.